A 2020 study tracking gun ownership in all 50 states shows an estimated 55% of South Dakotans have a gun in their home. Across the country, there has been a months-long shortage of ammunition that has many of these gun owners concerned. Mark Blody is the owner of First Stop Gun and Coin in Rapid City. He says some of the rumors floating around about the ammunition shortage are untrue.
Well, you know, I guess you're hearing some people say that they think that the government is stockpiling the ammunition, or that the manufacturers are holding back production, things like that. I don't think that's true at all.
Ammunition manufacturers say rumors like this are nothing new. Jeff Hoffman is the owner of Black Hills Ammunition.
We've seen this numerous times before. On an average of about every 5 to 8 years, something will happen that causes gun owners to be concerned and to buy additional guns and ammunition. I assure you that there's no conspiracy to hold back ammunition, and there's no government involvement in buying up ammunition or trying to short the supply of ammunition.
Hoffman says manufacturers are running at full capacity to try and meet this need. Gun shop owner Mark Blody says what is driving the shortage is much less conspiratorial.
Well, a big driver of that is the fact that there is 7 million new shooters that weren't gun people at all that have come into the market, and like the president of the Federal Ammunition Company said, if each one of them shoots buys two boxes of ammunition, that's 700 million rounds of ammunition.
Many, including Blody, have also attributed uncertainty about the future as a key cause to the shortage.
I think people are hoarding it. I think people are concerned about rioting and unrest and the unknown, and because of that, you know, they want to have some ammo put aside just to be safe.
Ammunition manufacturer Jeff Hoffman agrees.
People see the rioting and the unrest happening, the businesses being looted, and they're concerned about that, and that is a factor in driving them to purchase additional ammunition in case violence should come to South Dakota.
Both Hoffman and Blody compare the empty ammunition shelves to toilet paper during the early days of the pandemic. When supply is low and demand is high, consumers stock up out of concern for the future, and some opportunists come in to make some extra cash on the secondary market. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Joshua Heyer.